Hey everyone, welcome to a deep dive into something I think we can all relate to. You know, that feeling of wanting to be seen and valued, of wanting our contributions to matter.
Absolutely. And it turns out those simple acts of recognition, encouragement, and appreciation can make all the difference.
You can really change someone's whole day around or even turn things around when someone's having a tough time.
Exactly. And that's what we're diving into today, how to make those expressions of recognition, encouragement, and appreciation really hit home, especially when you bring in a powerful tool like IMA.
Okay, so for those who may be new to this, can you give us a little refresher on what IMA is all about?
IMA is like a secret decoder ring for personalities. It uses colors red, yellow, blue, and green to represent different personality types and communication styles.
Ah, I see. So like if I'm trying to give a coworker some props, I could use their IMA color to make sure my message really lands.
You got it. Think of it this way. You're speaking their encouragement language. Let's say you want to recognize a high red.
Okay, high reds, those are the go-getters,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, they are action-oriented, driven folks. They thrive on directness and achievement. So instead of just saying, good job, you might say something like, wow, your leadership on that project was amazing. I was so impressed by how you took charge and got everyone on board. You really made it happen.
Ah, I see. You're being specific and acknowledging their strengths, not just the outcome.
Exactly. It shows them that you see and appreciate their unique way of being.
So what about high yellows? How do we make them feel appreciated?
High yellows are our sunshine personalities, bursting with enthusiasm and ideas. They really shine when they get public acknowledgement.
Okay, so not just a private good job email. You've got to shout it from the rooftops.
Uh-huh. You could say something like, that presentation was so engaging, your energy is contagious, and you got everyone excited about the new initiative.
I can see how that would really light up a high yellow. So what about the high blues? They seem to be the ones who value genuine connection, right?
Absolutely. High blues thrive on those heartfelt one-on-one interactions. For them, it's all about feeling seen and appreciated for who they are, not just what they do.
So what would be a good way to express appreciation to a high blue?
Instead of just a quick email, you might take them aside and say, I want you to know how much I appreciate the way you always create such a warm and welcoming environment for the team. You make coming to work a joy.
Oh, that's so sweet. It's about taking the time to express your appreciation in a way that feels personal and genuine.
Exactly. And lastly, we have our high greens. How do we make those thoughtful, detail-oriented folks feel appreciated?
Okay, high greens. They're the planners, right? The ones that like to dot their I's and cross their T's.
Yeah.
So how do we hit the mark with them?
High greens really value thoughtfulness and a well-structured approach. You might say something like, I am so grateful for the way you always think things through so carefully. Your planning on that last project saved us so much time and hassle. I don't know what we would have done without you.
It's about acknowledging their thought process and their contribution to the bigger picture.
Precisely. You're letting them know that you see and appreciate their unique strengths.
It's amazing how understanding these different personality styles can completely change how we approach recognition, encouragement, and appreciation. But, you know, I'm also thinking this all sounds great in theory, but do we have any real-world examples of how this IMA, REA Express, is actually transforming lives?
We do. And there's one person who embodies this philosophy beautifully. Her name is Christine Alexander Smith.
Okay, tell me more about Christine. What's her story and how is she using IMA to make a difference?
Christine is an IMA practitioner who works with individuals, teams, and even entire organizations. She helps them create a culture of appreciation that goes way beyond just saying thank you. She's all about seeing people for who they truly are, not just what they do.
So she's taking this concept of IMA and REA and really bringing it to life in a practical way.
Exactly. And it's having a powerful impact. One of Christine's clients said something that really stuck with me. He said, Christine, we hired you to teach us how to communicate better, but you actually taught us how to become better human beings.
Wow. That's really saying something. It sounds like Christine is doing much more than just teaching skills. She's helping people connect on a deeper, more authentic level.
She is, and she's showing people how to unlock their full potential simply by recognizing and appreciating each other for who they truly are.
So how does she actually do that? How does Christine help people tap into this IMA, REA Express and make it a part of their daily lives?
She has all sorts of great tools and strategies. We'll dive into those more after the break. Welcome back. We were just talking about Christine Alexander Smith and her amazing work with IMA and the REA Express.
I'm so curious to hear more about how she's using IMA to help people not just communicate better, but actually become better human beings.
It really is remarkable. One of the things Christine focuses on is helping people shift their perspective. Instead of seeing those things that bug us about others as negatives, she helps us reframe them as strengths.
Okay, give me an example. How do you turn those frustrating traits into something positive?
Well, let's take that classic example of someone who's always trying to take charge, you know, always calling the shots. Someone who might come across as, well, a little bossy.
The my way or the highway type.
Exactly. Through an IMA lens, we might see that person as a high red, a natural leader who just needs a little guidance on how to soften their approach.
Ah, I see. So instead of labeling them as bossy, we're recognizing their leadership potential.
Yes. And that shift in perspective can make all the difference in how we interact with them. Instead of getting frustrated, we can start to appreciate their drive and decisiveness.
Okay, I'm starting to see how this works. What about those folks who are always bouncing from one idea to the next? The ones who seem, well, maybe a little scattered.
Ah, yes, our high yellows. They're the ones who bring the energy and creativity, but sometimes that can come across as a lack of focus.
Right. They have a million amazing ideas, but they don't always know where to start.
Exactly. And Christine helps us see that instead of getting annoyed by their seemingly scattered energy, we can celebrate their creativity and help them channel it into something productive.
Okay, so we've got the high reds, our natural leaders, and the high yellows, our creative dynamos. What about the folks who wear their hearts on their sleeves? The ones who might be perceived as a little too sensitive.
Those are our high blues. They're deeply empathetic and caring, and they feel things very intensely.
So instead of seeing them as overly sensitive, we should appreciate their capacity for empathy.
Exactly. Christine helps us understand that their sensitivity is actually a gift. It allows them to connect with others on a deeper level and create a more compassionate and caring environment.
I like that. So we've talked about high reds, high yellows, and high blues. Who are we missing?
We can't forget about the high greens. There are thoughtful, analytical folks. They like to have all the details and think things through carefully.
Right. They want to make sure everything is just right. Sometimes that can come across as a little, I don't know, stubborn.
Sure, they can be seen as stubborn, but really, they're just being thorough. They want to make sure they've considered all the angles before making a decision.
I appreciate that. So how do we show them appreciation?
High greens really appreciate it when you acknowledge their thoughtfulness and attention to detail.
I see. So if I was working with a high green on a project, I might say something like, I really admire how much time you take to consider all of the options. Your insights were so helpful in making sure we made the best decision for everyone.
That's perfect. It's about recognizing and appreciating their unique way of contributing to the team.
It's amazing how IMA can help us see the strength in those traits that might normally frustrate us. It's like Christine is giving us a whole new way of looking at the people in our lives.
She is. And that shift in perspective can have a profound impact on our relationships. It can help us to be more understanding, more patient, and more appreciative of each other's unique gifts.
This is really making me think about how I can apply this in my own life. It's one thing to understand these concepts intellectually, but how do we actually put them into practice?
That's where Christine really shines. She doesn't just teach the theory of IMA. She gives people practical tools and strategies for integrating these principles into their daily lives. And one of the things she emphasizes is that it doesn't have to be complicated.
Okay, tell me more about that. What are some simple things we can do to start practicing the IMA REA Express?
One of the things Christine recommends is something called appreciation check-ins. It's a simple but powerful practice of taking a few moments each day to acknowledge and appreciate the people in our lives.
Ah, so like a gratitude practice, but specifically focused on appreciating the people around us.
Exactly. And it can be done anywhere, at work, at home, even with friends.
So give me an example. What would an appreciation check-in look like in a workplace setting?
It could be as simple as taking 5 minutes at the beginning or end of a meeting to have each person share something they appreciate about someone else on the team.
I love that. It's a great way to start or end the meeting on a positive note and build stronger connections within the team. What about in a family setting?
Could be during dinner or before bed. Everyone shares something they appreciate about another family member.
It's like a gratitude ritual that strengthens those family bonds. I'm definitely going to try that with my family. Are there any other simple ways we can weave the IMA REA Express into our daily lives?
Christine also encourages people to think beyond words. Sometimes the most powerful expressions of appreciation come through our actions.
That makes sense. Actions often speak louder than words. Can you give me an example of what that might look like?
Let's say you're working with a high red who's always eager to take the lead. Instead of micromanaging them, give them the space and autonomy to run with the project. You're showing them that you trust their leadership skills.
So you're not just saying, I appreciate your leadership, you're demonstrating it through your actions.
Exactly. And if you're working with a high yellow who's bursting with creative ideas, make sure to give them opportunities to brainstorm and think outside the box.
You're creating a space where their creativity can flourish. What about high blues? How can we show them appreciation through our actions?
High blues really value those personal connections, so make sure you're taking the time to check in with them and create a space where they feel safe to share their feelings.
It's about showing them that you care about them as individuals, not just as coworkers.
Yes. And finally, for our high greens, make sure you're giving them ample time to process information and make decisions. Don't rush them or pressure them to come up with a quick answer.
It's about respecting their need for thoroughness and letting them know that you value their thoughtful approach.
Christine has so many great insights into how to make appreciation a part of our everyday interactions. And the best part is, it doesn't require a grand gesture or ton of effort. It's those small, consistent acts of recognition, encouragement, and appreciation that really make a difference.
It sounds like Christine's work is really all about shifting our mindset and creating a more appreciative world. And it's not just about making people feel good. It's about unlocking potential and creating a ripple effect of positivity that can transform individuals, relationships, and even entire organizations.
It really can. And I'm so excited to hear from some folks who've seen the power of the IMA REA Express in action in their own lives.
Me too. Let's dive into those stories after the break.
Welcome back. We're eager to hear those real-world stories about how the IMA REA Express is making a difference in people's lives.
I'm ready to hear some inspiring examples.
Let's start with Sophia Reynolds, a leadership consultant who works with companies and teams all over the world.
Oh, well, all over the world.
Yeah.
So this isn't just a concept that works in one specific culture.
Exactly. Sophia has found that no matter where she goes, people want to feel seen, valued, and appreciated. It's a universal human need.
That's so true. It makes me feel more connected to people all over the world, just knowing we share that desire to be appreciated.
And she's seen that when those needs are met, it can have a profound impact. She's worked with companies that have seen huge improvements in morale and productivity after they started implementing IMA-based appreciation programs.
Wow. So it's not just about making people feel good. It actually has a measurable impact on the bottom line.
That's right. And she's also seen it have a huge impact in families, where communication breakdowns have turned into heart-to-heart connections.
It's amazing to think that something as simple as expressing appreciation can have such a ripple effect.
It really is. And Sophia's noticed something particularly interesting about recognition. She's observed that when people are recognized not just for what they do, but for who they are, for their unique talents and qualities, it creates a really profound shift.
So it's not just about praising someone for completing a task, but about acknowledging their unique contributions and the value they bring to the table.
Precisely. And when people feel seen and appreciated for who they are, it unlocks a whole new level of potential. They feel more motivated, more engaged, and more connected to their work.
It's like you're saying, I see you, I value you, and I appreciate the special gifts you bring to this team, this family, this world.
Yes. And that kind of recognition can be so empowering. It helps people to step into their full potential and shine their brightest light.
This is making me think about how often we focus on what people aren't doing right or how they could improve instead of celebrating their strengths.
It's so easy to fall into that trap. But when we shift our focus to recognizing and appreciating what people are doing well, it changes everything.
So we've heard from a global perspective about how this concept transcends cultures. But I'd love to hear some more personal stories. Like, how is this playing out for people in their everyday lives?
We've got a great one from Michael Carter, an executive coach who works with a lot of leaders and professionals.
Okay, I'm ready to hear Michael's story.
Well, for a long time, Michael believed that people were mainly motivated by external rewards, things like bonuses, promotions, that sort of thing.
Makes sense. Those are pretty powerful motivators.
Right. But then he started incorporating IMA and the REA Express into his coaching, and he noticed a really dramatic shift.
Oh, interesting. What happened?
He found that when leaders started genuinely recognizing their employees' strengths, not just their accomplishments, but who they were as people, it created a whole new level of engagement and motivation.
So it was about tapping into that deeper level of appreciation that really speaks to people's hearts.
Exactly. And it wasn't just about private conversations either. Michael encouraged leaders to give public recognition to praise people in front of their peers. And that turned out to be really powerful.
Oh, yeah. Public recognition is the best. It feels so good to be acknowledged in front of others. It's like this validation, not just from your boss, but from the whole team.
Exactly. And Michael found that it really helped to create a culture where everyone felt seen and appreciated. It wasn't just about getting the job done. It was about feeling valued as a member of the team.
This is really making me think about how I can be more intentional about giving recognition, not just in my work, but in all areas of my life.
It's something we can all benefit from, and it doesn't have to be complicated. A simple, heartfelt thank you can go a long way.
I love that. What about those times when someone's struggling? Does IMA offer any insights into how to offer support in a way that truly resonates?
It absolutely does. Olivia Bennett, a mental health advocate, has a lot to say about this.
Okay, what's Olivia's take on using IMA to support people who are going through tough times?
She's a big believer in the power of encouragement, especially when someone's facing challenges. You know, everyone's fighting battles we know nothing about, and sometimes just a few words of genuine encouragement can make all the difference.
Oh, absolutely. We all need that boost sometimes, especially when we're feeling down or discouraged.
And Olivia has found that understanding someone's IMA color can be really helpful in offering support that truly speaks to their heart. For example, if you're trying to encourage a high red who's facing a setback, you might remind them of their strength and determination. You could say something like, "I know this is tough, but you've overcome bigger challenges than this before. I have no doubt you'll find a way."
Ah, so you're tapping into their inner drive and reminding them of their resilience. What about high yellows?
Yeah.
How do we lift their spirits when they're down?
For a high yellow, you might want to inject some enthusiasm and remind them of their creativity and ability to think outside the box. You could say something like, "I know this is a bummer, but I'm so excited to see the amazing solution you come up with. You always have the best ideas."
It's all about reminding them of their strengths and giving them the confidence to keep going.
Exactly. And for a high blue who's struggling, you might offer a listening ear and some words of comfort and validation. You could say, "I'm here for you. Your feelings are valid and you're not alone."
Sometimes just knowing that someone cares and understands is all it takes to turn things around. Okay, last but not least, how do we offer support to a high green who's feeling overwhelmed?
High greens really value logic and order, so you might help them to break down the problem into smaller steps and create a plan for moving forward. You could say something like, "Take your time, think it through carefully, and trust your instincts. You're incredibly resourceful, and you'll find the best path forward."
I love how IMA can help us tailor our encouragement to each person's unique needs and personality. It's about meeting them where they are and offering the kind of support that will truly resonate with them.
It's about speaking their encouragement language.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
Okay, so we've talked about recognition and encouragement. What about appreciation? Do we have any stories about how IMA is being used to help people express appreciation in a more meaningful way?
We do. Our last story comes from Ethan Ramirez, a leadership trainer who used to think of appreciation as kind of a nice to have, but not essential.
Okay, but something tells me he changed his mind.
He did. He had a real aha moment when he started incorporating IMA and the REA Express into his work.
What happened?
He discovered that when he started expressing genuine appreciation for people, not just for their work, but for who they were as individuals, everything changed. His team became more engaged, more collaborative, and more willing to go the extra mile.
It's amazing how a little appreciation can go such a long way.
And Ethan noticed something else interesting. When he started sharing specific appreciation, you know, not just saying good job, but pointing out specific things he appreciated about each person, he saw their confidence grow.
It's about making people feel seen and valued for their unique contributions. I bet that created a much more positive and supportive work environment.
It did. And Ethan realized that appreciation shouldn't be just a strategy. It should be a way of life. He believes that when we make it a habit to appreciate the people in our lives, our colleagues, our families, our friends, we create a world that's richer, kinder, and more connected.
I love that. It's not just about getting better results. It's about creating a better world. Wow, what an inspiring conversation this has been.
It's been such a joy to explore the power of the IMA REA Express with you.
Thank you to everyone listening for joining us on this deep dive. We've seen how IMA can help us tailor our expressions of recognition, encouragement, and appreciation to resonate deeply with each person we encounter. And we've heard incredible stories from people who are putting these principles into practice and seeing amazing results.
It's clear that this movement has the power to transform lives and relationships in profound ways.
Absolutely. And remember, even the smallest gestures can have a ripple effect. So go out there and spread some appreciation. You might just change someone's day or even change the world.